From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
A former Virginia Tech football star has been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Former Hokies quarterback Mike Vick was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame earlier this week. During the ceremony, Vick spoke about his legacy.
You know, I just stayed true to who I was as a player. I knew that running the football and passing the football wasn't, you know, ideal, you know, at certain times, but, you know, why not be a trendsetter? Why not do it your way? And my offensive coordinator, Ricky Bussell, always told me to be myself and let the chips fall where they may.
During his two seasons in Blacksburg from 99 to 2000, Vick led the Hokies to an overall record of 22-2 and a trip to the 1999 championship game. He was named a first-team All-American in 1999. Vick went on to be the number one pick in the 2001 NFL draft and played for 13 seasons. He just finished his first season as the head coach at Norfolk State. In Major League Baseball news, the Baltimore Orioles landed a star in free agency on Wednesday. The Orioles signed former New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso to a five-year, $155 million contract. Alonso hit .272 last season with 38 home runs and 126 RBI. He is the Mets franchise leader in home runs with 264 for his career. Alonso has also been selected to five MLB All-Star games. In ACC basketball last night, NC State hammered Liberty and Raleigh 85-45. The Wolfpack were led by Van Allen Lubin with 13 points and 6 rebounds, and Quadir Copeland with 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. NC State is now 7-3 on the season, while the loss drops Liberty to 6-3. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.